Hey everybody, it's the 16th of July, and do I have an encouraging verse to share with you today? Out of Proverbs 16, verse 3, it says this. Now remember, before I say this, remember the Proverbs are principles, not promises. This doesn't mean that we will always get whatever we want, but listen to this cool verse. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. I want to preface this afterwards. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but I'm going to do it anyways, by reminding us that if it is in God's will, our plans will succeed. So if we have sought God at the beginning, then whatever we do, we will succeed. We can't fail if we have sought God and if God chooses to bless what we do. But here's the kicker. We are to commit to the Lord whatever we do. What does it mean to commit to the Lord? That means to surrender to the Lord whatever we do. So if it's our job or our sport or our hobby or whatever it is, if it's our family, if it's financial things, we are to commit them to the Lord. And when we commit to the Lord, our plans will succeed. Now, our plans don't always, our version of success or our definition of success might not be exactly the same as God's. But I love the thought of committing everything that we do to the Lord, because then we don't have to worry. If you commit your work to the Lord, if you commit your family to the Lord, then you can be assured that everything will turn out okay, that God will bring you through it. Let's pray about that today. Lord, I want to commit to you whatever I do today. In the words I use, in the things that I do, in the work that I do, in the fun that I do, I want to commit everything to you. I want to commit my life to you. I want to commit my family to you. I want to commit my future to you. God, I want to commit my failures that I've had to you. I want to give those to you, Lord, and ask you to do something beautiful with them. Father, I want to remember today that everything I'm to commit to you, because everything I have is yours. God, I want to glorify you today. Would you help me at the end of today to look back and say, I committed to the Lord what I did today. And then from there, I'm going to surrender and just give it to God. And I know that He'll do something great with it. Father, for those hearing this today who need encouragement, for those who are in a bad place, those who are in a transition, those who feel like they're in a spiritual valley, or those who feel like they're in a place where there doesn't seem to be much hope, would you remind them that you are present, that you are with them, you are omnipresent. You are everywhere, and you are with us. You are beside us, and you stoop down to meet us where we're at. Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful blessing that we have a personal God, a face-to-face God, a God who has a plan for our lives. We commit whatever we do to you and for you today, Lord. Amen.